And let's turn to Wisconsin, where despite a stay-at-home order, today's election is still going forward. The governor had ordered the election postponed, but he was overruled late yesterday by the state Supreme Court. Laurel White is state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. And Laurel, we know that thousands of poll workers have decided not to work. The National Guard has now stepped in to help run this election. What's happening at the polls?
Well, we're hearing about some pretty long wait times at polls across the state. In Milwaukee in particular, folks are waiting about 2 hours. It's pretty remarkable in Milwaukee in particular because of that poll worker shortage. They've actually limited polling places to just 5 sites for the entire city. Normally they have 180 sites. So understandable that they've got some lines there. We're hearing from voters that they're pretty frustrated by that.
Yeah, with these long lines, are any measures being taken to make certain people are safe from getting infected?
Absolutely. Voters are being encouraged to practice social distancing. I've seen some polling places that actually have 6 feet marked out with orange traffic cones to make sure that people are standing as far apart as they need to.
Yeah, you know, what is the impact of this chaos? I mean, what's expected to how this will play out with the election, and when will we know the results?
Well, we've been asking election officials across the state for days now how turnout might be affected by all of this, and they really don't know. It comes down to a pretty complicated calculus between, you know, voters deciding whether they want to go out into the world and kind of take that risk of exposure to the virus, if voting is that important to them. There have been some folks who haven't gotten absentee mail-in ballots that they've requested, so those individuals are having to make that choice today when they really wanted to vote by mail instead. So we'll have to wait and see. Wisconsin, as I'm sure you've heard, has some pretty close elections. So the matter of turnout here is one that we really take seriously and watch very closely. When elections are decided by just, you know, 5,000 votes for our last state Supreme Court race, for example, it really makes a big difference.
That's Laurel White. She is state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you, Laurel, for joining us.
Absolutely.